Now, some feedback from our listeners. We've been flooded with emails, comments, and phone calls about guns and gun laws, including your thoughts on whether gun violence should be treated as a public health issue. Here's Mary Cimbelli, a psychiatric nurse who lives in Centennial.
I believe that gun violence is a public health issue. As a psychiatric provider, I have called law enforcement to help and been told that unless you have the name and address of a specific victim, we cannot help you. I have had problems getting patients admitted to psychiatric hospitals because they are too violent. Either they have a history of felonies or they have a history of violent crimes, but the hospitals tell me they can't handle them.
Cimbelli notes that she provided psychiatric nursing care to survivors of the shootings at Columbine in 1999 and at the Aurora movie theater this summer. This week, Governor John Hickenlooper announced ways he hopes to strengthen state mental health services, in part to prevent any more mass shootings. We'll look further into the issue in the coming days and weeks. We've also heard from listeners on other topics. Elliot Smith of Boulder heard my interview with CU scientist David Brain about next year's MAVEN mission to Mars. Smith was a little critical of me for not going beyond the story to look at other efforts to get to the red planet. He pointed to Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX, who claims he'll be sending people, including himself, presumably, to Mars in 10 to 15 years. Smith wrote us, "Ordinarily, I wouldn't put much stock in that kind of statement, but Mr. Musk has a way of doing what he says. No one in the media seems to have grasped the magnitude of this. First, he is putting himself down in history with Neil Armstrong. That alone ought to be stopping people in their tracks. Second, he is completely reorganizing the rocket business." And we received an interesting comment on an interview I did with Elizabeth Ryan, a researcher at Colorado State University, who's looking into how rice bran could improve the health of millions of children in developing countries. The bran is left behind when brown rice is polished into white.
And that's the opportunity here, is that there is a large amount of rice bran produced every year that we have an opportunity to tap into for its health properties.
Rice bran may help prevent deadly intestinal diseases. Well, listener Richard Matney wrote us, "I was surprised to hear no mention of the recent research about the high levels of arsenic that occur in rice bran, or how it might affect the health of children if they start eating more of it." We went back to CSU's Elizabeth Ryan to check on Richard's question. She emailed us this response. "Rice varieties may differ by their ability to accumulate arsenic into the whole grain. It is also important to recognize that our diet includes a number of foods and beverages that contain arsenic, including many fruits and vegetables, whole and in their juice form." She went on to say the role of arsenic is an area of research that certainly merits more attention. Well, we'll be back with our regular Friday feedback segment after the holidays, and we're still looking for a name. So if you'd like to suggest one, go to Facebook, like CPR News, and look for our post, "Help, we need a name." When we come back, a Lakewood woman experiences the sweet success of salted caramel. This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.